Okay, so now we're starting the Seder. There's an order, which we have a tune for this order. You see it on page 3. Kadeshur chatz karpas yachatz magid rochza motzi mahatza maror korech shulchan orech tzafun barech halel nirtza. Really, halel and nirtza should be divided to two. That should be 15. Okay, do you guys want an American pronunciation or Israeli?
Israeli.
Israeli? Okay, so Kadesh. What is Kadesh? Help me out.
We say Kiddush.
Okay, so that's going to be the first of the four cups. We're going to notice that we have a mitzvah to drink four cups on the Seder night. Us Ashkenazim make four blessings on the four cups. Check out what your custom is, Mr. Dweck. Sephardim don't always do that. Ashkenazim make four blessings on the four cups of wine, and each time we align it with a different mitzvah. So the first mitzvah is the biblical mitzvah of making kiddush. Every holiday we have a mitzvah, every Shabbos we have a mitzvah to denote the sanctity of the day that's entered. So we make kiddush. That's what kiddush is. So kadesh, we're going to make kiddush. What's important to remember? That when we're going to drink the wine and when we're going to eat the matzah, we're going to lean. We're supposed to show that we're free men and we lean. So how do we lean? Leaning is to the left and leaning is onto something. So you have to turn your chair around so you can lean. If you have your chair normal and you lean into the air in this very uncomfortable, precarious position, that's not leaning. You're not enjoying anything. You can either set up another chair next to you if there's ample room, or ordinarily when there's not ample room, you turn your chair around and you lean. If you have a pillow available, that's nice. But you have to lean onto something. Now, this is a way of showing that we're free men. We're leaning. And in the model Seder, we'll actually do this. Now, a word to the wise. I'm going to say two things that sound contradictory, but to a mature adult, you'll understand how to balance them. Okay? Number one, Rabbi Feinstein is of the opinion that the four cups, the liquid you have to drink has to have the capacity to intoxicate. Meaning there has to be a certain alcoholic content because you're showing you're free men. If you only drink grape juice, that's not necessarily free men's wine. That's juice, you know. Kids drink that. Anyone can drink that. So in Israel, no one accepted Rabbi Feinstein's opinion. I've never seen people go after wine. But in the United States, many people drink. You have the heavy Malaga wine and the Concord wine that people drink. And usually it knocks people out because the eve of Pesach, you don't have time to prepare for the Seder. So on the one hand, you have Rabbi Feinstein's opinion. On the other hand, you have a factual difficulty. Most people don't listen to me. Most people drink wine. Most people who hear this class. And then they're knocked out. Some years we have people who actually go drunk at our Seder. We've had people become very funny at the Seder. And even if they don't get funny, they don't last to the end of the Seder. So that's not right. So if you take a quarter of the cup, a fifth of the cup with wine, and you dilute that with grape juice, so then there's still an alcoholic factor. If you drink enough of that, that would intoxicate you. But at least if you do that, you'll be able to last the Seder. So most people start off macho, and the first cup they take, if they're quote-unquote listening to me, they take half a cup wine and half a cup grape juice. And it's on an empty stomach. And you have a long time till you get to the meal, and then it knocks people out. And people have a very hard time staying awake to the end of the Seder. So I beg you, like I beg every year, on the Seder night, either go with the Israeli custom and drink grape juice and not wine. So you won't go with Rabbi Feinstein. That's okay. Most of Israel, most of the country does not hold by Rabbi Feinstein's opinion. If you want to hold Rabbi Feinstein's opinion, so at least do yourself the favor, dilute it tremendously. You know, take one-fifth cup wine and four-fifths grape juice. Second point, you do not have to finish the cup. You have to finish Rov Revius, the majority of a Revius. In our next class, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Thursday, we will measure what is the volume of an egg, what is the volume of a Revius, what is the volume of a Kezias. These different measurements that we use every time we do a mitzvah, right? You have to eat a Kezias of matzah. How much matzah do you have to eat on the Seder night? You have to eat, drink a Revius or Rov Revius, the majority of a Revius on the Seder night, or when you make Kiddush. How much is that? You have to drink a revis in order to make an after blessing. How much is that? How much tea are you going to have to drink in order to make a bore nefashos? So we're going to go through that, God willing, Thursday night, the different measurements. Just a second. So there are two opinions as to what you must do on the Seder night. One opinion says you have to finish the majority of your cup. The other opinion says you have to finish the majority of a revis. Everyone agrees that your cup has to have a minimum volume of a revis. A revis is, we'll say now, for argument's sake, 4.4 ounces. It's not so much. So we will discuss this, Be'ezrat Hashem, but at the end of the day, it's ideal to get a cup that's the right size, that's exactly a revis, and then you can drink just over 50% of that cup and you're fine. So I still recommend dilute. Don't drink wine. Do yourselves the favor. I'm telling you, every year people do not listen to me, and that's why at the Model Seder I purposely bring wine, because if you're not going to listen to me, I'd rather you do it at the Model Seder and learn your lesson there rather than do it at the real Seder. The only problem is at the Model Seder you're coming after dinner. You're not coming on an empty stomach. And to the Seder you generally come on an empty stomach. There isn't too much to eat on the eve of Pesach. You can't eat matzah yet. You can't eat bread anymore. There's very little to eat. You could have a tuna sandwich. Tuna without the sandwich, right? Tuna, eggs. There's very little you could eat. So Kadesh, we're going to make Kiddush, and we'll go through that in 1 second. Yes?
You said that like a minimum cost, and there's a different thing in the Kotel, but that's a minimum, and it goes into Gematria, of course, 99.
Very nice.
89.
We'll get there. Okay, so let's do Kiddush. Do you want me to go through the tune of how we do Kiddush, or we'll just translate it? Yeah? What do you want? Gershon.
The tune.
The tune? Okay.